are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
AFC Championship Game, NFC Championship Game. It's the road to the Super Bowl, baby. Let's go.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That guy is Trey. And the time is now, buddy. What's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on? You know, not a whole lot. You know, been waiting and watching, you know, all these coach changes going on. And that's cool and all, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. We're here to talk about the championship round.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Four teams left, man. We're going to get into those games, get down into the nitty gritty. But first, man, we got to get a quick word from the people that are representing this show, and that's Bet Online. Guys, it's playoff time, and the road to the Super Bowl goes through Vegas, goes through San Francisco and Baltimore. Bet Online is your number one source for playoff football odds, stats, trends, and lines. With everything from point spreads to hundreds of player performance props, head to Bet Online today to stay updated on all the action. Bet Online, where the game starts, baby. Yes, sir, man. Bet Online, man. Good stuff going on over there, man. But we're here to talk about the games. We're here to talk about the games. And it's not on cue, Mr. Bakes-a-Lot. What's up, homies?
What up, what up?
What's up, Bakes? What's happening, buddy? Glad you're with us, my friend. Glad you're with us. Don't forget, guys, if you are watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button. Subscribe if you haven't done so already. We appreciate the love. Mr. Bakes-a-Lot says Debo and Andrews are back, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was a little worried Debo wasn't going to be back, but it sounds like he's going to play.
Good, man, because I want us a game. I want us a good game. But let's hop right into it, buddy. We got the AFC Championship match. We got the Chiefs in it again at the Ravens.
Over-under for this game is 45.5 points. Vegas have the Ravens picked to win by 3. And just so you know, you can get the money line, Chiefs money line at plus 136. Not great odds, but positive on the Chiefs, which seems like a good bet to me. Exactly what I'm doing is taking the Chiefs in this game, man. I just don't see the Ravens pulling it off. You know, the Chiefs have had a kind of a rough up and down year, but they're in playoff mode and they're ready to go. And the Ravens, this is where they always fumble. So, you know, obviously they have the opportunity here, but I just don't think they're going to seize it.
Just like the entire regular season, Trey is picking against the Ravens. So,
and just so you know that, you know, I'm not biased at all. I'm always picking against the Ravens because I don't care for the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are going to win.
Yeah, I mean, this guy pulls me aside. He says, man, I think I'm rooting for the Chiefs here. And he wasn't happy about it at all.
Yeah, man, I don't know what it is about the Ravens to me, but to me, every time I watch the Ravens, it just doesn't look like they deserve to win. There's just nothing out there that's worth paying attention to. You know, there's no exciting plays. There's no big bombs. It's just dink, dunk, dive, dip, dodgeball, you know, and they make mistakes. They make a lot of mistakes and somehow pull it off in the end. But I don't think you can make those kind of mistakes against the Chiefs and get a dub.
Absolutely, man. This is a different Chiefs team that we're used to seeing on the field, but somehow they're still in the same place. I'm going to attribute that to Patrick Mahomes, man. You agree with that?
Yeah, man, I definitely do. There's a lot of factors in this game alongside, Bakes-a-Lot said, Mark Andrews is back in this game, which I'm really excited about. And it kind of gave me this little nostalgia feeling inside of me, remembering, last year fantasy football, Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, top two tight ends, both of them are in this game. You got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. They were both in the top five quarterbacks that year before Lamar got hurt. I mean, you know, it just gives you that kind of fantasy nostalgia feeling. So it's exciting.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I hear what you're saying, man. Yeah, we didn't really get the production from Andrews that we really hoped to have gotten this season. Kelsey kind of, you know, he had his moments. He ended up being on top of the tight end boards, which isn't super hard to do either way. But yeah, I get what you're saying about the Ravens. Like me, I'm kind of the prototypical quarterback kind of guy, and maybe it's my love for Tom Brady. I don't know, but I like a quarterback that likes to sit back in the pocket and his first instinct is to go through his reads and figure out exactly what he wants to do. You know, Lamar, I feel like his first instinct is to tuck it and run, you know, I mean, I feel like maybe he gets through a read, maybe two, and he's like, all right, it's on, I'm out.
Well, I see how you say that, and I have noticed that in previous years. But actually watching this year, the Ravens, I've seen Lamar look more, happy to throw. You know, before I've seen where he didn't even look at a read. He just tucked it because he knew he could get some yards. But I think he's really starting to grow a little bit in that category of kind of looking at least at the first two reads. and kind of wanting to throw the football, you know. I mean, obviously he wants to run and be the guy and the MVP and all that, but he's definitely looking to throw more this year, which is, I think, what got them to where they are right now. I just don't think it's going to continue.
Yeah, buddy, I hear you. Mr. Bakeslot says the Ravens are going to the Super Bowl. The script has been written, Trey.
Yeah, man, you know, I definitely saw that, you know, the Super Bowl logo being that it's the Ravens and the Niners and all that. And then the leaked news show that showed the halftime specials at the Niners and Ravens Super Bowl and all that. And, you know, if that does happen, I think it's going to cause a major shitstorm in the NFL and stir a lot of stuff. Obviously, there's a potential for it to happen, but I just don't. I think it's all just news and media trying to get, you know, a rise out of people, honestly. You know, I honestly think that it could be the Chiefs and Lions, no problem.
Yeah, buddy. I mean, I'm from this point forward, I got to say, I'm going Lions all the way, even though they knocked my Tampa Bay Buccaneers out. It's a great story. It's like just a triumph. A team who's never even, I think, touched a Super Bowl has been to the big game. But I'm Lions from here on out, Trey.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I think me and you both were kind of rooting for the Lions in the beginning. We just had our own teams in there keeping us back. So now that our teams are out, we can follow the Lions and ride the wave. But that's not the game we're talking about here. Let's jump back to the Chiefs-Ravens game. I want to say, though, you know, we're talking all this offense about Mark Andrews, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. But these teams have really kind of been carried by their defenses this year, you know, more than anything. You know, these teams are both that have the top two defenses in the league statistically. And I think the takeaways are going to be the biggest factor in this game. And that's why I think the Ravens are more inclined to make mistakes in the playoffs. I just think the Chiefs, you know, they've been there. They know what to do. And Mahomes knows how to get through it without making mistakes. And I don't think Lamar does, and that's going to be the biggest problem. And another situation you got is Roquan Smith versus Chris Jones. Both of these linebackers, dude, these guys are monsters. And who's going to be the better one? Who's going to apply more pressure? In my opinion, it's Chris Jones.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it. Chris Jones, game wrecker. I mean, he was a game wrecker in that last game for sure. Roquan, man, coming to the Ravens this year, or I think it was last year, at the end of last year. But either way, Roquan coming on there, becoming a leader of this team. I love me some Roquan, man. I think Roquan really does it for him, you know?
Don't get me wrong. I like Roquan, too. I don't know. Maybe it's just because the Chiefs are constantly here, and I just – the comfortability level for the Chiefs is there, and for Lamar, it's not, because I feel like he has everything riding on this game, which might be the benefit for the Ravens. It might make, you know, that team really stand together and come up and show out, but – I mean, there's just going to be so much pressure on Lamar Jackson during this game, because if he loses this game, I mean, it basically shows that he can't do it. He can't get to the Super Bowl. I mean, he's tried and tried and tried, and I'm not saying they need to move on, but they need to do something.
I mean, I guess. I'll say this, man. It makes me feel like Lamar has been holding back, you know, waiting for that money. Like, last year, was he really hurt? Because if he got that money, and – and now he's in the game, you know, not the big game, but hey, a biggest game that he's ever played in his life. MVP of the season. I mean, at least it wasn't one of those instances where they grabbed the money and just like, I got it, I'm gonna do whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna just ride this wave like old Kyler Murray did, you know. At least he got his money and performed to made them at least feel like they were worth it. You know what I'm saying there?
I feel you. I just feel like it's a little bit of a repeat, you know, a couple of years ago whenever he got MVP and then lost out in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, you know, felt he deserved the MVP. But, I mean, I don't even know that that's the case for me this year.
I think if the Ravens want to win this game, I think they're going to have to put together a full game, okay? Like, we saw them in the divisional round. They put together a half a game. The first half, they looked like they had holes in that team. But the second half, man, it's like everything started to click for them, and they just started tearing it up. So I think if the Ravens are going to give the Chiefs a run for their money, because it feels like old Kelsey's been just like waiting, because as soon as the playoffs hit, it was Kelsey time. You know, Mahomes is like, there's my guy, boom, 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 and they started doing it, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And I like what you said about the Ravens having to play a full game, because I promise you, if they come out and show a bunch of holes in the first half and, mm-hmm. and the Chiefs get, you know, a 14-point lead, the Ravens ain't coming back in the second half.
I don't know if I did say my prediction or not, but I'm going Ravens in this game.
Yeah.
that's how much I just
high hopes.
Yeah. I mean, is it though? High hopes?
I mean, you know, you were just saying how, you know, if they got to play a full game. It's hard to play a full game, you know, yeah. Like, you know, without making mistakes.
You're right.
Anybody, let alone the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Tommy popping in the comments over on YouTube. The NFL is all rigged. What's up, my brothers?
Look, I would not be upset with seeing an Eminem versus Taylor Swift Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, God. Okay. Eminem's definitely going to be at the Super Bowl, right? If Lions make it?
Yeah, you know he is.
You think he'd be at this game?
I mean, oh, yeah, this one, I guarantee you he is.
Yeah, we'll see. Hey, Mr. Bowler says the Chiefs will be in big trouble if Pacheco is out.
Yeah, no doubt. That's another guy that we haven't talked about yet. But Pacheco, man, this dude, I mean, I don't know if you've seen his life story, but it's an intense one. You know, losing his brothers and his siblings and everything like that. Like, I think he's lost more than one sibling. It's been a pretty intense journey. And, you know, that pushes him even harder out there on the field. And you watch it in his run. I mean, that dude runs through people. And when you look at him in the interviews and stuff, he don't even look that big, you know, but I mean, he powers through that line like it ain't nothing. And he's going to be a big factor for this Chief offense against the Ravens.
I agree, buddy. I agree. Hey, what do you think? Pacheco over under 65 yards.
Look, man, if he plays, I'm taking the over all day.
Even against that Ravens run defense that has been just really good this year?
Even against all odds.
Ooh, okay. Good stuff, buddy. So let me ask you this. We kind of talked about what the Ravens need to do to beat the Chiefs in this game. What do you think the Chiefs need to do in order to take out the Ravens, Trey?
The Chiefs need to just continue what they've been doing in the playoffs and not make mistakes like they did in the regular season. You know, they need to stay on point. They need to target Travis Kelce. They need to focus on Rashee Rice and Isaiah Pacheco. They need not worry about guys like Mecole Hardman and things like that. I mean, you know, for those deep shots here and there. But, you know, I know Mahomes loves to spread a ball around. You know, he's known for the guy who will have nine different receivers in a game and stuff like that. But I think he needs to focus on his main targets, not get overwhelmed, and not make mistakes, man. It goes for both sides. You know, don't make mistakes. But the Chiefs, specifically, if they just don't make mistakes, they win. I think the Ravens have to not make mistakes and play hard.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Tommy says Pacheco's a smaller version of Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, man. It's like he's got Marshawn Lynch is like a spirit animal, you know, he's like running behind him.
I love Marshawn, dude. That dude is hilarious, man. But yeah,
give me some Skittles.
get them. Yeah, man, Chiefs, the rookie Rashee Rice needs to have a big game also, I think, against that secondary of the Ravens, man. You think he over under 75 yards? Let's say that.
Man, it's tough. You know, that's one of those ones that line is right there. You know, I feel like he could get 68, you know, no problem, but 75 feels a little high for me. I mean, obviously he could do it, you know, a couple good bombs, but, you know, if this game is a close game, I think it's going to be a Travis Kelce situation where he's just going to get pegged with targets as well as Pacheco.
I agree. I'd say over six catches for Kelce. You agree?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be a good one, buddy. It's going to be a good one. There's one thing that the Ravens have been very good about. It's getting sacks, okay, and blitzing the quarterback. Now, there's one thing about Patrick Mahomes, his entire career has been don't rush this guy, because that's when he actually, like, pulls rabbits out of his hat and does amazing things. So what do you think, man? Do they play a blitz package a lot, the Ravens, or do they just, you know, what do you think?
I don't think so, man. I don't think blitzing Mahomes is the move. You know, I think you just stay out there and you stay on his guys and you make him work for that open target. You know, and if he gets it on his legs, you know, he's not going to go too far normally. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, he does run a little bit, but I'm sure they're going to have a couple spy plays here and there. And you know, I would make the Chiefs win on the ground, because when you rush him like that and Mahomes get those deep shots, that's all he needs is one pass. And that's a touchdown. You know, make them earn every yard.
Yep. All right, man. So I'm going to throw this one at you for each team, okay? For the Chiefs, who do you think is going to be the difference maker or needs to be the difference maker on the Chiefs against this Ravens defense?
It has to be Travis Kelce, man. And I think by being a difference maker, it means catching every target. He's had some drops here recently in the playoffs. He still managed to pull off the win and make some good plays, but he's dropped some great plays. And I think he needs to really focus on catching his targets, and I think that'll really turn this team.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Kelce does need to have a big game. He probably will have a big game, but will it be enough? Will it be enough? And then let's go to the Ravens, Trey. The Ravens, who is going to be the difference maker on the Ravens to beat the Chiefs in the AFC Championship match?
I mean, it's pretty simple. It's Lamar Jackson. Yeah. You know, he's going to have to be out there. He's going to have to not make mistakes, not make turnovers, not fumble the ball, you know, and read his reads, make his passes, and get his yards on the ground where he needs to get them. And just make all the right decisions, Lamar, and you'll be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, buddy. And, you know, we haven't seen a running quarterback in the Super Bowl very often. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Like, I think Cam Newton was like the last, you know, really running quarterback. You know, you could say, you could argue Mahomes is one of those guys.
But he's also a passing quarterback more than anything.
Exactly. So his first instinct is to throw the ball. Yeah. Exactly. But we just don't see that a lot. You know, Cam Newton, he got there, but he didn't win it, you know? So
I mean, Russell Wilson.
Back his in the first day, instinct,
he was a running quarterback.
He was, but I feel like he was a passer more. No?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, but when he broke away, he broke away.
He showed it. AFC Championship match, Chiefs at the Ravens, man. That's going to be a banger. Going to be a banger, baby. Let's move it on, buddy. Let's move on to the NFC Championship game. We've got the Lions at the 49ers, Trey.
Over-under for this game is 50.5 points. Vegas have the Niners picked to win by 6.5, and you can get the Lions' money line odds at +240. You know, and this is one of those games, man, like we talked about earlier, you know, we're both rooting for the Lions here. Now, putting money on this game, I feel like I have to put money on the Niners if I'm betting on this, but my heart is wanting the Lions to win this game.
Absolutely. I'm taking the Lions in this game. And let me tell you why, Trey. I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, I'm a Brock Purdy guy. I love the story of Brock Purdy, the Mr. Irrelevant coming in, doing his thing. You know, he gets a lot of crap for being a game manager. You know what I mean? But it seems like in the playoffs, things start to get a little rough for him. You know what I'm saying? And I think the Lions can disrupt that for Brock Purdy. Jared Goff playing an amazing game, not throwing picks, taking care of the ball. I think they can do it, buddy.
I agree with you. My biggest concerns are, one, Jared Goff, whenever he's under pressure, he makes mistakes. I think that the Niners should use a lot of blitz packages in this game. I think they could really put pressure on Jared Goff. And when he, like I said, when he gets under pressure, he makes mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't remember if it was this past weekend or the weekend before, you know, this defender almost got to him and he just threw it sideways. I mean, it was almost a lateral, almost a fumble, went out of bounds, so it didn't matter. But, I mean, it could have been a costly mistake. And that's the kind of stuff that you just can't do. You know, you just got to tuck the ball and take that sack and move on to the next play, you know. But he wants so bad to make a play there. And that's what happens is you make mistakes whenever you do that. Sometimes you got to sacrifice the play, man.
You're right. And I know if you watched the game last week, you heard it a million times. It's, Jared Goff talking about how they're chanting his name, man. It just gave him the juice that he needed to be him. And I don't know, man. It feels like Jared Goff has been taking care of the ball. The game you're referring to, I believe, was the week before that. I don't remember that happening in the Bucs game, but Jared Goff, he's done very well taking care of the ball and doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he gets the ball. It seems like he's getting the ball out really fast. And like the defenders are just not able to react fast enough to get the ball, because I had a huge bet. Look, I hit everything on that bet. Only thing I needed to happen, Jared Goff throwing an interception. I thought in the bag, but didn't happen, buddy. And that's what made me pay as much attention to the way he was throwing the ball, was like thinking like, this is going to be a pick. This is going to be a pick. But no, man. And Amon-Ra St. Brown, legit, my friend, legit. I think if anybody to be a difference maker on that Lions team, it's got to be Amon-Ra, right?
No doubt. And I've been preaching Amon-Ra praise all year. I love this dude. I love this dude coming into the preseason. You know, I was huge on him in fantasy, and he paid off for me in dividends. Mm-hmm. Amon-Ra, man, I think he is the difference maker on this team, but he's not the only one. I mean, this team has playmakers.
They do.
You've got Jahmyr Gibbs. You've got David Montgomery, who I did not expect to be a playmaker this year, but he has been. You've got Jared Goff. I mean, these guys are all, this team together is really a scary Lions team, which is something you would not have said 3 years ago. You know, you would have been like, what do you mean the Lions team is scary? But, you know, and then they come on the show on HBO and I fall in love.
No doubt. You just felt it, bro. You felt the heart. You felt the love. You felt this team just like, I mean, I think that was the year Aiden Hutchinson got on the team and stuff like that. He's over there singing Billie Jean, man. You just fell in love with the team, like you said, man.
Another playmaker right there, Aiden Hutchinson, man. That dude is a monster. And that's one thing about this, you know, this Lions run defense is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're going against the best running back in the country. So it's going to be, an unstoppable force running into a brick wall right there. I it's going to be tough to shut down CMC, but I think if any defensive line can do it, it's this defensive line. The problem is their secondary. There are holes in this line secondary, and Brock Purdy, if he can manage it right, game manager, he's going to get the right targets to the right guys, and that's what scares me the most.
Yeah, I know. You're right, buddy. You're right. Jessica Welch popping in. What up, my boys?
What up?
Hey, girl. What's happening? Don't forget to hit the like button for your boy. I appreciate you. Appreciate it. But yeah, man, 49ers, we talked about the Lions, okay? We know what they need to do, right, to beat the 49ers. They need to take care of Christian McCaffrey, I mean, right? Because if what I say is true, right, Brock Purdy kind of struggles a little throwing the ball. If you shut down CMC, I feel like, right, I mean, that'll help a lot. I mean, it's scary, though. They still got all these playmakers on the 49ers. Like,
yeah, it does benefit the Lions that Debo was injured last week. I'm sure he's not going to be 100% this week, even though he is playing in this mm-hmm. game. But I think that Debo can have the potential to be a major playmaker in this game, you know, against this secondary. I think Debo is the exact type of receiver that can tear this secondary apart. Uh-huh. It does worry me that he's not healthy to 100%, which honestly makes me a little excited, because that gives the Lions that edge right there. But, I mean, this team is just so jam-packed. We talk about it week in and week out. George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, CMC, Debo Samuel, all these guys, all these playmakers. I mean, it's a battle, man. This is going to be a knockdown, drag-out, mash fest.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? I think George Kittle has a big game, don't you?
you know, it makes sense for George Kittle to have a big game in this because George Kittle gives me that like Dan Campbell type NFL player, you know, yeah. And so, you know, that dog fight, you know what I mean? And that's what I think this is going to be. And I think George Kittle's got that bull in him, you know what I mean? He's got that pit.
Them kneecap biting pit, right?
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Ayuk surprisingly had a quiet game last week, very surprisingly. Do you think Ayuk steps up a little bit here? Do you think he goes over, let's say, 45 yards in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ayuk could go over 45 yards on three plays. You know, I think Ayuk, to me, what I think that the Niners should do and have done with Ayuk is, you know, don't use him as your target machine. Use Ayuk for those plays where you really want to get out there, get him open and get him deep. Because he can catch the ball and he can go, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You target him so much, they start putting double coverage on him. I think that's where he's going to struggle. But if you just, you know, leave him alone, let him do his thing, and then just wait for the right moment and hit him, then you're going to be open right there.
Exactly. Wait for the right moment. It seems like when the 49ers are playing, it's like, I forget all about Ayuk, right? You forget all about him because, man, there's so many guys on this team, man. I mean, you got Debo, you got Kittle, and then all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, bam, there goes Ayuk just tearing it up. You know what I mean? No doubt. Just comes out of nowhere, man. I love Ayuk.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be a great game. Definitely, you know, going into this week, I was a little bummed about the teams that made it. But now that we're talking over the games, I mean, I'm getting a lot more excited to watch these games this weekend. These are going to be, whether I care for the teams in the AFC or the Niners or anything like that, these are going to be some knockdown, dragout, great playoff games, without a doubt.
You're right, buddy. You're 100% right. And I feel that, you know, I feel what you're saying there. Like, here we go again with the Chiefs back in it. The Ravens, to me and to you, apparently, are not as fun to watch. I don't know. Like, they say Lamar is such a playmaker and he's amazing and da-da-da. But I just don't have fun watching the Ravens offense. Exactly. But I'm with you. And then the 49ers, my Super Bowl pick, I might add, and the Lions. I feel like the NFC, man, is really where the fun's going to happen. And then maybe I'm completely wrong. You know what I mean? Maybe the AFC championship game blows us out of the water. I mean, Mahomes against Lamar. But I really feel like the fun is in the NFC. You know what I'm saying?
Without a doubt, without a doubt. And this is another thing, you know, if you would have asked us midseason, you know, to build a playoff bracket, you know, I don't know that we would end up with this result. but now that I'm sitting here looking at it, I mean, there's a reason these teams made it to where they are. I mean, you've got Patrick Mahomes, you've got Lamar Jackson, you've got Travis Kelce, Mark Andrews, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Christian McCaffrey, all these guys, Debo Samuel, all these guys are major fantasy output guys. And that proves, you know, where they are today. The numbers do not lie. Right. They're here for a reason. It comes down to who has the more heart in this game. And I personally believe the Lions have more heart. So I'm taking the Lions against the Niners. But like I said, this Niners team is just so, you know, just ruthless. And it's just almost impossible to see them get beat. Yeah. Green Bay gave me an itch last week, the way that they played, and they almost pulled that game off. Now I'm ready to scratch it. So let's go Lions.
So you want the Lions to win?
100%.
But do you think they're winning? Is that your pick?
I don't know. It's tough, man. It's tough. Give me the Lions.
Woo! I like it. So Trey's Super Bowl matchup. He's got the Chiefs and the Lions, right? So you got your Taylor Swift and your Eminem Super Bowl that you want so bad, right?
And you're just following the script.
No, I picked the Lions, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you got the Lions.
I did. Okay, so here's the deal.
I remember, you know, a couple weeks ago when we did the playoff bracket, you had the Ravens and the Niners in the playoffs.
I did, in the Super Bowl. You're right. I had the Ravens and them in the Super Bowl. This is before the whole, you know, I had them going a different way, you know, like with the brackets. But I did have that as my pick. Now that it's all kind of coming together, though, maybe it's my heart, bro. Maybe it's my heart, but I feel like Ravens Lions would be a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, man. You know, and it would be, but to me, the Chiefs-Lions game would be a greater Super Bowl, only for the fact that I would pick the Lions to win that game. And if the Lions were to shut down Mahomes and that dynasty of the Chiefs and shut up all the Kansas City Chiefs fans, I mean, what more could you ask for?
I mean, did we not do that in 2020 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Everyone's forgot about that at this point.
I didn't forget. I'm still hanging on. I mean, we made them look terrible, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it. Think about this. Think about this. Jared Goff, you know, getting traded to a team, getting Matthew Stafford, him basically being the gift that they just kind of threw away.
Sure.
And then him leading that team all the way back and winning a Super Bowl. Basically telling the Rams that they didn't believe in him. They could have kept with him, and they would have won just the same. You know, and obviously, if Jared Goff wins the Super Bowl, who won the trade, Matthew Stafford or Jared Goff?
Fair point. Fair point. I feel like Stafford and them won because they've already got their Super Bowl, like, right?
Yeah, but I mean, just because it took a couple more years, I mean, but maybe this team comes back next year and wins the Super Bowl. We saw what the Rams did after they lost the Super Bowl. They didn't do nothing the next year. Obviously, they made it back this year, but guess who eliminated them? Jared Goff.
Oh, put some stank on it. I like it. I like it. I can't wait, buddy. I can't wait. It's basically the last, I mean, not the last weekend of football, but I mean, it's the last weekend with multiple games, right?
Yeah, we're coming down to the line, man. We're definitely coming down to the line.
What the heck are we going to talk about? It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting, man. It's going to be football, baby, and that's what we love. That's what we love. Guys, don't forget, if you are watching on YouTube, heck, if you're watching anywhere, go ahead and hit that like button for your boys, man. We appreciate that so very much, man. And don't forget that this show is brought to you by Bet Online, guys. Don't forget to use the code BELIEVE on Bet Online down in the description. That's BELIEVE for our audio listeners. BLEAV, BELIEVE. Bet Online, baby. Check them out. Check them out, guys. And if you notice down below, man, you can now join us. Become a flexaholic with your boys, man, down here on YouTube, man. And you can also check out some of our merch, man. We've got some nice shirts, all that good stuff, man. Anything we can throw a logo on, I promise you, your boy's going to do it. Your boy's going to do it. Trey, what do you got for us, buddy? This is it, right?
This is it.
Final man. Thoughts.
Yeah, all I can say is this weekend is going to come down to who has the most heart and who makes the least amount of mistakes. Mm-hmm. So go Lions.
Can I get an amen, Trey?
Hallelujah.
There you go. That'll work. That'll work. Hey, thank you guys so much for watching. And we shall see thee on the next one.
Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.